Save big money on everything for your next bathroom project. Now at Menards. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Welcome to another episode of Out of the Pods. I'm Deep T.
And I'm Natalie, and happy Wednesday. Your voice sounds really different.
Yes.
I just noticed
that. It's Deep T with a different voice today. Well, I went out yesterday and we went up north to Boys Town here in Chicago. And I think I was yapping way too much. And I realized that because I like to yap, I cannot do it in a loud setting because this is what happens. I lose my voice.
Your voice is so hoarse. I was like, what did you just say?
Listen to me.
Look, I knew when Deep T told me yesterday that she was going out, this was going to be the result, because every time her and I go out, no one talks to as many people than Deep D. Like, she genuinely wants to get to know every single person in a bar. And I was like, why? And then she loses her voice the next day and she's like, I don't know what happened. And I was like, I know what happened.
God forbid a girl has hobbies, Natalie.
She'll legitimately have long conversations with everybody. And it's so kind. And I love that you're genuinely curious about other people and their backstories and all this stuff. But I'm like, aren't you tired?
Nope, I'm not. And it's funny because like yesterday we went out with a huge group of people and most of them were strangers to me. So I don't know why I feel the need to like go and connect with each person.
Strangers?
Basically, they were all strangers. I only knew one friend and then it was all of her friends.
See, I'm telling you, we're very different. Very different. If I found out that the group I was going to be hanging out with, I would only know one person. I was like, yeah, I'm feeling a little bit sick today. Like, I really can't make it out today, you know?
Yeah, honestly, I thrive in situations like that because like, it's really easy for me to talk to people.
Yeah, you can talk to a wall.
Yes, I could. And it has a lot of feelings.
You're just a little social butterfly. I don't know how you do it.
I know, but I'm paying the price today because I cannot believe I lost my voice. And Pod Besties, I apologize to you.
The thing is, you knew this was going to happen.
Honestly.
The 20th time you asked, what's your name to someone, you should have known this was going to be the result.
How did you know that what's your name is my go-to question? Because you know I do be forgetting everyone's name. I'm like, I'm so sorry. I'm the worst at remembering people's names.
I am too, though.
It's so bad.
Yeah. I try to be better at it where they first say their names. I'll be like, okay, this is their name. This is their name. This is their name. And then it just simply leaves my head.
Are you're doing the seven rule where you have to say their name seven times?
I try to click? But you know when you're trying to think something, but you also have to keep talking?
Yes.
Like, I'm not good with like multitasking what I'm saying to myself in my brain and what's coming out of my mouth.
Yes.
Because like, you want to remember it. I'll repeat it like three times, like in my head. And then, you know, the conversation, you know, it gets like, how are you? Oh, I'm good. Like, like, how do you know this person? Blah, blah. And then I just completely forget.
Yeah. Like, I will remember your entire life story if I meet you.
No, for real.
But I will not remember your name.
Will remember your mother's name.
But not your name.
But not your name.
But I know exactly what your mom did, what your dad does for a living.
Yeah.
But your name.
Nope. She'll know when you were born.
Yep. I know all the signs.
She knows what hospital you were born in. Maybe it was a bathtub. Like, you really never know. So she'll remember and she'll always be like, remember that person that, you know, is from this hometown and like her sister does this. And I was like, no,
yeah,
I don't, because I wasn't a part of that random conversation.
Also, last night after I left my friends and I was walking home.
Oh my goodness. You know what? I used to get worried about this. This is such a side note. Like, I will go out with Deep D and she like disappears to have like conversations with like people she just met. If we were in our early 20s, I'd be like, yeah, like someone, if she disappears, it's a worry for me. I'm like, someone might have taken her from the bar. And then now I'm like, No one wants us.
No.
No one's like, I'm going to kidnap this 30-year-old.
Yeah. The kidnapper is like searching the bar to see who to take. And they see me yapping and running around. They're like, definitely not her.
They're definitely not her.
But the amount of yapping this girl does, there's no chance.
She's talked to everyone. So there's too many witnesses. Yeah. Like people are already like, yep, she was definitely at the bar at this time and left with this person. So
I feel like you'd be a good candidate then because you're not jumping around the bar.
I have a skill set where I can go in and out and nobody knows. Like I'll show up and then 5 minutes later I could leave and everyone's like, Natalie was there the entire night.
you just leave in between and you're like chilling at home and you're like, you know what, I'm gonna go say bye real quick and then come back
and be like, bye everyone. No, I feel like everyone knows I don't really like chat. I'm not like a chatty Kathy. Mm-hmm. So I feel like once they see me they're like, oh yeah, like that's all people need is for that first interaction. And I think they're used to the fact that they probably won't talk to me again later in the night, but I'll be somewhere in the vicinity. Especially when I go out with you. I think they think I'm with you. Like I'm standing next to you, but I'm actually at home.
Yeah.
Already taking off my makeup.
Honestly, I need to also implement the Irish goodbye. I love a good Irish goodbye, but I feel like these days I've been chatting too much and people are like, where's deep tea?
I Irish goodbye a lot, but I will tell at least like one person that I'm going home. And like I'm sharing my location with them.
Yeah.
So like they know like I got home safely.
I feel like with my friends, it's just an unspoken rule. If you disappear, she went home. Like no one asked any questions. Like, I mean, obviously sometimes people will like FaceTime me and be like, where the hell did you go? But most of the time I'm just like, you know, I went home. Like, what do you mean?
Well, you just
10:30.
Yeah. And I was like, I know you didn't get kidnapped. But that's for sure.
Exactly. Pod besties, please check in with your friends before you leave though. But also last night I was walking home from the bars and I don't know why when I
had she's close, she's like like a block away,
like two blocks tops, and I remember walking and I look to my right and there's a Domino's and I look to the left and that's our apartment. Oh, it's no longer our apartment.
Yeah, it's just your apartment.
Oh, sad.
I'm in the same situation but I'm by a Taco Bell now.
Oh that's dangerous. Yeah. That's very dangerous. But I looked over and I was like, should I get a pizza? And then I thought to myself, I was like, when was the last time I ever went into a store and ordered a pizza and sat there and waited for it to bake?
I mean,
and took it home.
Doesn't sound too crazy. Because have I done it? Have I waited 30 minutes in a pizza shop for a box of pizza? Yeah.
Recently?
Yeah, like probably just a few months ago.
What? Like, I'm not talking like, okay, let's go eat some pizza at Domino's. Like, no one sits there and eats it, of course. No, but you just went in and, like, ordered it and sat there, waited for it, and then went.
It was 30 minutes. And I was like, you know what? At least I'm not paying that delivery fee.
That's true. That was my thought process. I was like, you know what? I could order a pizza, but Domino's is right here. And then I thought, I was like, absolutely no chance.
There's like small little things. And I don't know if this is like where my frugal/cheap side comes in, where I simply refuse to pay fees for things. Mm. When it comes to like phone applications, like actual apps on the phone, if they are charging me 99 cents a month, I'm like, no.
Absolutely not.
I was like, it doesn't fit in my budget. I could order $200 worth of clothes, and the moment I see a shipping fee of $3.99, yes, I'm like, I'm out.
Yep.
I was like, I'm not ordering this.
Veto the
$3.99, how dare you?
Yeah. And most of the time, it's like a $7 shipping fee. And I'm like, absolutely not. Like, even though I'm ordering like $200 worth of clothes, and I just spent 5 hours looking through their website looking for
I was like, nope.
Nope.
I was like, I'm going in store.
Yes.
No, yeah, no. Like, I just can't.
My problem is I won't even go in the store. I'm just like, you know what? By principle, I'm out.
I was like, if you don't offer free shipping, I was like, I'm done. Like, I'm not paying this, like, single-digit fee. But that's why I waited 30 minutes, because I was like, am I going to pay that $2 delivery fee? Not today.
Not today.
Not tonight.
And you have to tip the delivery driver, so that adds to the fee. But anyways, I had that moment, split decision, and I was like, there's no way I'm sitting tipsy at a Domino's waiting for a pizza.
I've done it, and I can't say it was my worst night. So what did you do? Did you order it?
No. I just went home and went to bed. And then I woke up, and I was like, oh, I lost my voice. Great.
I don't go out anymore. Like, I don't go out late night anymore. It just, you know, it's like things change. And yeah, I can't really think of the last time I like drunk ate. Like, mm-hmm. I wanted to drunk eat.
Yeah.
But it gets dangerous. I, one time in college, I came home like late from the bars and I made my whole, I made myself lobster tail.
What? That is like a gourmet meal.
So I had lobster tail. Like, I boiled it in water.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know why I had lobster tail in my fridge. Like, I was like a broke college student. But I bought that for some reason. It must have been at Aldi's. Like, okay. Sometimes they have like random stuff. But anyways, I had that in my fridge, made it drunk, microwaved butter. And I was just like, I guess, on our dining room table eating lobster tail, like dipping it in butter.
I just imagine you doing this at 1 a.m. and your roommate's walking like from a night out and you're like, did you just make lobster?
No, they're like, what is that smell? And I was like, lobster tail. But the crazy thing is, I was so drunk, I didn't remember the next morning. Mm-hmm. And I guess I wanted to make it for dinner the next day or whatever. I was like, who ate my lobster tail? And they're like, you did, bitch.
Wait, that is so funny.
They're like, we have pictures of you eating lobster tail last night. So like, don't blame it on us. And I was like, oh my gosh. That's but I was like, well, I'm such a classy drunk. Like, I have such a rich palate back in the day.
Yeah, that's actually insane. Meanwhile, me and my roommates used to make literally pasta. One time, we got home drunk from the bars and she made pasta and put ketchup on it. And that's how she was eating it. And she literally will just put ketchup on everything.
No, I can't do that.
For some reason, I ate it as well.
Oh my gosh.
And then meanwhile, you're over here eating lobster.
I know. Meanwhile, in college, I was eating lobster tail as drunk food. Wow, those are the days.
I don't miss college, but I do miss college. Like, it was stressful for me in a weird way. Like, I realized, like, school is not my favorite thing.
I don't miss my 20s necessarily because mm-hmm. I can't imagine ever being that dumb ever again. Like, I just feel like I didn't know anything in life. And I love making my own money now where mm-hmm. I'm saying this as a single person. I could do whatever I want. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to think twice about buying like artichoke at Whole Foods.
Artichoke?
Or sliced pineapple. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I feel like in college and even like after I graduated, I would definitely not buy the sliced fruit mm-hmm. in the Whole Foods like refrigerator section. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, I was like, this is insane. But now I'm like, if I'm too lazy to slice my own pineapple, I'm going to go buy that sliced pineapple.
This is so funny. This reminds me of Ashton Earl. She was like making a cooking video or something and everyone was calling her out because she had pre-sliced red bell peppers. Like, she bought a packaged sliced red peppers.
Yeah.
And I actually was like, that's hilarious. Like, I don't think I would ever buy sliced veggies like that.
But doesn't it feel good knowing like you can?
Yes.
And it won't like break your bank.
Yeah. You're like, I have free will.
Yeah. That's why I was like, I miss my 20s, but not really. I do miss my 20s and where I felt like I had a lot of stamina. Like, I could do things. Mm-hmm. Like, now when I do stuff, like when I was solo traveling, the next morning I wake up and have a little bit of like an ankle pain, you know?
My joint
knees,
pain?
Like, yeah, like joint pain. My knees would hurt a little bit. And I had the thought of like, I got to take it easy today.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever had that thought in my 20s.
Natalie, you are 33 and talking about joint pain.
I'm just saying, like, you know, there's stuff like where I'm like, oh.
No, absolutely. And this is exactly why I feel like I haven't been going out much, because I was out for like maybe 6 hours yesterday and I'm exhausted. I need like 4 days to recover, I think.
Same.
Yes. And it's not even because I drank. I didn't even drink that much. It was mostly just like, oh my God, I'm on my feet yapping for six hours straight and I'm tired.
No, I feel it. I used to go out in mini skirts to the bars when I was in college, and I look at photos and I was like, why did I bother?
Yeah.
You will never find me in a mini skirt at a bar ever again.
Yes. And I feel like the one amazing thing Gen Z did for us is to ban heels at the clubs, at the bars. Like, you remember in my 20s, I used to literally wear a heel every single night that I went out.
Oh my gosh, me too. I was thinking like, what kind of shoes did I wear? Yeah. And now I've only worn sneakers.
Yes. And I love it. I love it. It's so comfy. If I am wearing like a heeled boot or something, I'm like, oh, I have to go home. Like, my feet are hurting.
Yeah, no, 100%.
I never wear heels.
You're so true. The culture changed where it's okay to have like sneakers, jeans, and then like a cute top.
Mm-hmm.
And you could never do that in 2012.
Yes. Oh my God. Do you remember when we used to wear camis and we stacked camis? back in the day, I would never wear a shirt without a cami underneath it and to show like the bottom of it.
Oh,
you know what I'm talking about?
You know what? A crazy thing about fashion is I feel like things that like went out of style like slowly come back. Like I'm seeing those camis again. Whoa. Not in the way that we wore it, but like people just like wear it with a cardigan over it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that is very 2010s.
Yes. Oh my gosh. I haven't done that in so long.
I know. And I was like, when are popped collars gonna come in fashion now? No. Like I'm like, I feel like that's like the next on the list.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Okay. So you're telling me that I should pull out all my camis from the closet.
This is why I regret being like a donator. Mm-hmm. Because like if I haven't worn something in like 2-3 years, immediately gonna be donated.
Yeah.
And then I see all these like styles coming back. Like I donate all my skinny jeans because I didn't wear them for like 4 or 5 years. And I was like, what's the point? Mm-hmm. Like why, you know, it's time. They're out of fashion. They're gonna go. And
how
then
dare you?
They were brought back this year.
Thank God. I love my skinny jeans. I will die on that hill. I will never toss my skinny jeans.
That's crazy.
I know. I like this look would not look good on me.
And she's pointing to my loose mom jeans.
Yes. No, I think you pull it off so well, but I just couldn't be me because I'm too short. I'm too short.
What do you mean? I'm 5'4 and you're 5'2. We're both short.
Yes, but for some reason, I feel like you have longer legs.
My legs belong to someone who's 4'9.
I feel like my legs are just too short. So I just can't do it.
I'll help you.
No.
I don't know. I feel like once you put on a really good pair of loose jeans, you know, it really changes your life. I think that's why you're not into it, because you haven't tried on jeans that don't stick to your body.
I love jeans that stick to my body.
No, I feel like I'm being like made into a sausage. I just feel like I can't breathe.
Yeah. Well, you can, you know, wear a looser skinny jean, but it has to fit my ankle. Otherwise, I lose my mind. I don't know why. That's just my thing.
I feel like you can't wear a looser skinny jean.
It's not like, you know, you're suffocating yourself. You're not a sausage.
But anyways, I love a good mom jean. Yeah. I feel like I'm wearing a skirt. I've said it. It feels like I'm wearing a skirt on both legs.
Oh, I remember you saying this. I was like, where did that come from? Also, I was telling Natalie, I was like, I can't believe you're podcasting in jeans. Could it be me?
Okay, bitch. It's because we don't live in the same building anymore. So I have to walk my ass over. I know. And unfortunately, sometimes I just can't come looking like a scrub.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I know we said on a previous episode we might be watching and recapping Battle Camp, which is this new reality TV show on Netflix that includes a cast of people from other Netflix reality TV shows. One person you'll know is Irina from Love is Blind season 4. But I haven't gotten around to watching it because I don't think it's that popular. I saw it in the top 10 on Netflix for a little while and then it just kind of fell off. So I just haven't heard a lot about the show. But there's clips of the show, primarily of Irina. And it's a clip of her being voted off by the majority of the cast. Oh, so, yes. Like, voted off the show, and she has a breakdown. She's, like, crying, and people, like, on the cast are also crying because she's crying, and they feel so bad. Aww. And it's really interesting if you look at the comment sections of these videos, of this clip of Irina crying, because half of it is, like, oh my gosh, this is such a sad moment. We feel so bad for Irina. And you could tell it's people who haven't watched Love is Blind, like haven't seen Irina's season. Mm-hmm. But then there's the other half where people are like, we know what you did, Irina, on Love is Blind. Like, you deserve this. Like, hopefully you learn from this. And so for me, I was like, it's so crazy how you could go on different shows, but your time on Love is Blind, like whatever edit you got, like lives on with you forever.
Yeah, absolutely. And also I've seen this clip and I felt so bad for Irina, like regardless of how she was on the show, it's so not deserving for her to still get hate over it because it's such a small, like it felt like a big thing on the show, but I'm sure it was such a small little blimp in the grand scheme of the entire show. You know what I mean? And the fact that it still lives on is must be like so horrifying for her.
Yeah, it's the fact her edit just like lives on. Yeah. So I thought it was really interesting because, you know, Irina and Micah were known as the mean girls of season four. And I feel like Micah was able to kind of recover from her villain edit. Mm-hmm. I guess by the end of season four, she wasn't really a villain because of the whole altar scene with Paul, who was her fiance on Love is Blind season four. But I feel like with Irina, her edit still kind of follows her through to this new show.
Yeah. And I feel like because Irina didn't get a lot of screen time too, she's bottled into that one specific scene. And that's exactly how she'll live on. Like Micah had an opportunity to like kind of show more of her personality and more of her character. Whereas Irina, it was kind of like a full stop.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you're done after the pods, basically, you know?
Right. Her and Zach break up in Mexico. On her season of Love is Blind, and it doesn't continue on past that. Like, you don't really see her again.
Exactly.
Going back to your point of, like, you don't think Irina deserves it, I also agree where I feel like she doesn't deserve it because by the time she filmed Battle Camp, it's been a few... Why did I say it like that?
Battle Camp.
Battle Camp.
Battle Camp. It sounds right.
Battle Camp. I'm also from Chicago, too, where we say our, like, A's really ant. And I was like, Battle Camp? Like,
that's
what?
So funny.
Maybe London rubbed off on me. Maybe I'm a true British person now.
I would have to call you out if you started talking in a British accent.
Imagine if I just slowly started talking like this. Oh, hello. I'd be like, hello, pod besties. Cheerio. It's another Wednesday morning.
Why is it that a British accent just makes everything better, though?
I think I would be definitely a more likable person and... just all around cooler if I had a British accent.
I love it.
I feel like if we had British accents on this podcast, we'd be the next Mel Robbins.
Yeah, I don't care what you're yapping about. I would literally listen to you all day long if you have a British accent.
Though I will say, okay, can I actually go into the British accent though? You know how Freddie and Benaiah from Love is Blind UK season one have a podcast?
Yeah.
And I was trying to be supportive, so I listened to a few episodes. And I won't lie, half the time I can't really understand what they're saying.
Because they're talking fast in a British accent. You're like, I need subtitles.
I was like, it sounds good, but I don't know exactly what you're saying.
That is so funny that you say that because I recently watched a British show and it's called Behind Her Eyes. Obviously, they all have British accents. And anytime I got up to go do something, I realized I was like, I can't understand anything that they're saying. Like, I need to read.
You either need subtitles or you need to like see their faces talking.
Yes.
But once I step away and I'm like just listening, like audio only, I'm like, I'm following and I hear some words that I recognize, but not everything.
I know. I'm like, why? Does this sound like a foreign language to me? But I guess we're just not used to it.
I think it's when they're like talking faster. And also when, you know how like sometimes when you talk quieter, you like mumble a little bit. That's where I'm like, I don't know what you're saying.
Yes. And also there's like certain phrases that are very English phrases. And I'm like, wait, what does that even mean? But anyways, I think that British accents make the world a better place. That's all I have to say.
I'm sure when British people listen to our podcast, they're like, I don't know what the hell they're talking about.
That bloody American.
I'm just kidding. I do kind of agree with your point, like where I also don't understand why people are going so hard on her because of her time on Love is Blind, even though it wasn't okay. But I feel like she made all the apologies that she had to.
Yeah.
Like I feel like at the reunion, she was remorseful. And then on their season of After the Altar, she was trying to apologize to Amber. Amber called her out a little bit. So if you guys don't remember, like the reason why she was named a mean girl is because when she was in the pods, Micah and Amber, this other girl named Amber, had a connection with Paul. And I think Amber was like crying over Paul. And Micah had Irina go eavesdrop on Amber and some other cast member like talking about the Paul situation.
Yeah.
And they were laughing at Amber crying.
Yeah.
And so Irina like kind of sort of apologized to Amber about that in After the Altar. Not really, though. Amber had to kind of call her out and be like, you know what you did? And,
yeah.
And then Irina said sorry. But I felt like she made her amends by the end of it. Whether it was genuine or not, it still takes a lot of courage to be like, I'm really sorry. Like, I messed up.
Yeah, absolutely. On
publicly.
Yes. But the problem is people still don't remember, like, the reunion piece.
Yeah.
Where, you know, everyone's reconciled. Like, people have forgiven each other. But in our minds, we're still like, oh, no, Irina, like, we the remember mean girl. That scene. Yeah. And I'm like, that just is unfortunate. And I think that's...
If Irina truly did change, like, she saw her season of Love is Blind is like, oh, my gosh, mm-hmm. that was horrible. And... is like, I'll never do that again, or is more aware of like how her actions impact other people, then I think it's really bad that her edit has followed her onto the show and people just know her as a mean girl from Love is Blind.
Well, thankfully, she's doing other shows like Battle Camp. I'm actually surprised that she was on it. And I'm like, okay, she has her chance to redeem herself now, which is great. I don't know if she did because...
No, she left so early. I think it was kind of like a...
Yeah. But because her other cast members were crying as well, I feel like, you know, maybe she made some good relationships there. So I'm rooting for Irina.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It is super interesting how, like, when it comes to reality TV, when you just do one season of a show, like Deep D and I did, how your edit is the one that lives on.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when our season had just come out, mm-hmm. a few people from our cast who were labeled villains, they would always be like, oh, we're changing the tide on social media. Like, people love us now. Like, we're able to get people to really like us. Like, we were able to totally change our edit based on our social media behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like at the time, I was like, oh, yeah, kind of true. Like, people are starting to like you guys based on, like, what you're posting on social media, I guess. I said that to these cast members who got villain edits on our season. But then now that it's been 3 years, mm-hmm. more than 3 years since our season came out, which is crazy, by the way.
I was just about to say that's insane.
It literally, for us, it feels like just a year ago. I realized, like, it doesn't matter, like, what you do on social media. People just know you based on your edit from the show.
Yeah. And also, like, I feel like if someone follows you because they saw you on the show, I feel like they obviously already like you.
Yeah.
And also, though, like, the people who don't follow you, that's just like a full stop right there for you. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to get a chance to redeem yourself because they're never going to see your content anyways.
Yeah. And the only reason also I wanted to talk about this is because I remember, like, I got a little bit of backlash because people said I wasn't authentic on the show. I was, like, not having all my conversations with Shane, like, on camera. Like, I mm-hmm. kept a lot of things behind the scenes, like, all the fights that we had and all kind of, like, the issues I had with him. I never mentioned it in front of the cameras because I was like, I know that this footage is going to live on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it will hurt us. I think a lot of people had an issue where I didn't talk about what really happened the day before my wedding day that resulted in me saying I don't at the altar. And I think it more so came from, like, the fact that, again, this footage lives on. It's kind of what we're known for to the millions of people who watch the show. Mm-hmm. Even though, like, as time, you know, goes on, like, people forget, like, our season. But people remember still, like, some details or how they felt about a certain person. It's like, we didn't know how it was going to impact our jobs, even our family members.
Absolutely.
Like, all this stuff. And I was like, of course I'm not going to show everything crazy on screen because I'm a normal person who still has to go back to my normal job.
It's crazy because I didn't think too much about it until after the show wrapped filming. And then I thought about it and I was like, oh my God, like, how did I act? Like, what did I say? Yeah. And you're kind of replaying it all in your head. And I remember thinking, like, okay, I'm glad that me and Shake had certain topics that we were like, you know what, we don't need to talk about that on screen. Like, not because, like, our kids will see it someday, nothing like that. But, like, at the same time, because we're representing ourselves and our families, like, we have to just be a little bit mindful of what you're putting out there. And so we definitely had those conversations too. But, you know, also, though, it's kind of funny because just, like, asking this at a high level, do you even care? Do you care that much about people's perception of you? Because I think I care about the people's perception of me who are in my life. And, like, obviously, I care to a certain degree, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, if somebody wants to have a negative opinion of me or think some type of way after watching the show, I'm like, let them. Not bringing back Mel Robbins, but you know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I care so much anymore.
I don't care anymore. Obviously, Deep D and I get mean comments on social media, but I think now I'm at this point where it doesn't impact my mental health at all. Like, I'm just like, okay, like, I don't know what to do with this. But at the time when we were filming, my relationship on the show was behind the scenes. It was so insane. Like, there was a lot happening. And I was like, I'm losing control. And if this comes on screen, it'll look so bad. It might impact our jobs.
No, I think I definitely had similar thoughts like that. But it's crazy how much the opinions of others impacted me right when the show was airing. I think it was like really hard on my mental health. But now I'm like, I feel like the relationship that I have with comments or like mean comments is so different. You can't type anything that I haven't already thought in my head. So good luck.
Or nice you try. Haven't seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like, know what I'm saying.
And whatever. Exactly. You become so desensitized to it. Desensitized? Desensitized. Why can't I say that?
Desensitized?
Desensitized. Desensitized.
Desensitized.
I'm just going to blame it on my voice right now because I just can't say that word. But yeah, I'm so desensitized to it. That word sounds so weird to
say.
No,
it was right. You said it.
I know, but it just sounds so weird. You know when you say a word over and over again and you're like, oh, wait, that doesn't sound right anymore.
I feel like my experience was a little bit different from yours because I think your edit was like amazing, well-deserving, like you are an amazing person. Mine was kind of like split. So I got a lot of mean comments, but I got a lot of good comments. But I think those mean comments I got early on, right? Like when I called Shane a piece of shit on my season, like that's when everyone was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And I was like, oh my God.
That was a polarizing comment. I'm not gonna
like,
lie.
My DMs like blew up with like the meanest comments. By the end of our season coming out, I was just like I don't care.
I was having this conversation with my sister the other day and we were talking about how random people follow my brother and my sister from the show. Like they just liked them, I guess. And I was talking to her about it and she goes, it's kind of crazy. Like when I post, like there's just 1,000 random people out there that just follow me because of the show and because of you. And I'm like, that's actually kind of weird. But I remember thinking like, oh my gosh, like say you got a villain edit on the show, like your friends and your family also get the brunt of that. Now I think about it, like Dave from this past season, like I bet his sister got so many comments and messages. Yeah.
He said that. And he's like, people are sending my sister death threats, which is insane.
Insane. You had nothing to do with it, but you're getting the brunt of the negative comments. Like I could not even imagine how that affects your family.
You know how like our family members and friends come on the show? I have talked to cast members where their family member friends get a not so great edit.
Yeah.
And, you know, they get so much backlash. Yeah. And then the cast member feels bad being like, oh my gosh, like they didn't really sign up for this. They just came to like support me because it looks bad if you don't have like a family member or friend on the show with you when it comes to those like group meetups. And they're like, you just feel like really bad and it's like undeserving and you just, I mean, it sucks.
No, it does. Absolutely. And it reminds me of like Monica's sister from this past season. Like, I feel like she got a lot of backlash and it's just, because you're technically you're not signing up to do it. It's, you know, your family member and you're trying to be supportive, but you kind of, what's the word for it? You get thrown under the bus.
Yeah.
When, you know, you don't want to. But anyways, yeah, I feel like your negative edit kind of just lives on forever, which is unfortunate. But
I know. I think about that. Like people will come up to me and still bring up like Shane and Shayna and talk about Shayna in a certain way. And I never know what to say. Like I always have to be like, oh, you know, like she has a kid now, like whatever. But they still view her as like this huge villain from our season. Yeah. And like obviously she gets brought up because she was part of my storyline.
Yeah.
That's it. That was your edit. That's what you're known for. And boom, done.
Yes. And it's so funny. When I went to Cali a few weeks ago, this like mother daughter came up to me and they were talking to me about the show and how much they dislike Shake. But for some reason, I wanted to be like, oh, it's okay. It's not that bad. Like, it's been forever. Don't worry about it. Like, I'm good. You kind of want to justify and be like, it was a long time ago. I'm sure he's like moved on and like being better, you know, whatever.
Yeah, like hopefully he's grown.
The tune changes so much now. I talk positively about it, but everyone still has that like hatred towards him because of the show. And I'm like, damn, that is, it runs deep. But yeah, you know, you can just never get away from it. And poor Irina, she...
I know.
She's struggling.
I feel like the only way you can recover from it is like to do another show and have like a total redemption arc.
I know.
I think what sucks about her time on Battle Camp is her time ended so early. And it was one of those situations where she wasn't able to redeem herself. Mm-hmm. And then she leaves in a dramatic way and everyone's like, yep, she deserved it.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad. But that's reality TV for you, huh?
If our pop besties watch the show, like you got to give us like the whole lowdown. Like why was she voted by the majority of the cast to go home? Like, I need to know.
I know. I feel like this conversation's making me want to go watch Battle Camp later today.
Like, I just want to watch that episode where she leaves.
Yeah.
But people were saying in the comments, like, we're not really sure, like, why she was voted by the majority of the cast to go home.
I mean, somebody has to. Somebody has to go home.
I was like, was she the easy target?
Yeah.
Were the cast aware of her edit on Love is Blind? They're like, she's got to go.
Maybe. Oh, that's a different twist. Okay, now I feel like I have to watch it. Ugh, look what you made me do. This is what you did to me.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
The other day I was watching a video and this girl posted and was like, ladies, I'm bored. What's the furthest pretty privilege has ever gotten you? And I was in these comments so fast trying to just read all of them. And I got to thinking like, wow, I am not pretty because you're like, pretty privilege is crazy.
I've never experienced any of these privileges.
Never. One of the comments goes, one time I was crying at the mall and this rich man came up to me and said, pretty girls shouldn't cry, and bought her a Cartier ring.
No.
And I was like, what? That's kind of crazy, but also I'd be like, sure, I'll take the ring.
I'd be like, okay, I have to cry at the mall more often.
I know.
No, but probably security would be like, get out. Yeah, you're making a scene.
You're bringing down the vibes at the mall. You need to leave immediately.
Yeah, no, for real.
And okay, another one. This one was crazy. She said, the guy at my local patrol station will see me pull up, ask me to wait to change the price on the patrol, and then changes it back when I leave. So essentially, in some countries, like India, you don't fill your own gas tank, so someone will do it for you. And so apparently this girl will come up, he changes the gas price just for her, and then as soon as she leaves, he'll hike the price up to normal again.
Stop.
Isn't that insane?
That reminds me of when I was living in Boston. I was rooming with one of my best friends from college, and she is beautiful. She is just like conventionally very, very beautiful, and also a very, very nice and kind person. Like, love her. But there was a club where you could skip the line if you were like a really conventionally attractive woman.
Yes.
And every time that we went and I was with her, we would get in. Mm-hmm. Like, she's just so beautiful. The bouncer would be like, yep, right on in. Like, yeah. Never had an issue. And I remember I had a friend in town and we wanted to go to that club. But my really pretty roommate was like, oh, I'm feeling super sick, I can't go out. You know, you guys go have fun. And I remember thinking, like, I need her to go because I don't have the confidence that I will get in without her.
Yes.
Like, it is like a 50-50 chance.
Yeah. Isn't it crazy? You will see this if you're waiting in line for a club and the bouncer will just like make his move and like just walk through and be like, yup, yup, and like just identify people.
With my best friend, I was like, she has pretty privilege because she thinks that anyone, like, this could happen to anyone. Like, I could just go up and like get in. Mm-hmm. But I was like, no, it's because you're pretty. And that's when you know, like, when you don't doubt you could get in. Because she was like saying like, oh my God, you guys will get in. Like, go, are you kidding me? Like, you guys are so beautiful. And I was like, no, you don't understand. There is a chance I won't without you. So like, get your fucking ass up.
Yeah.
But like, I was like, oh, she doesn't realize like she has pretty privilege.
Yeah. A lot of people don't think so until they like chat with people and they're like, that would never happen to me. And yeah. they're like, and then they clock it. They're like, oh, maybe I do have pretty privilege. But reading these comments, I just know I do not have pretty privilege.
Let me tell you though, if I was 25, I'd be like, I wish I had pretty privilege. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like good things happen to pretty people. But now I love that I have average privilege. You know what I'm saying? Where like I could walk into somewhere, no one's paying attention to me. I don't catch anyone's eye. I'm like a ghost. I feel like I commit a crime. I'm just like in and out and everyone's like, who? We didn't see her invisible. Around here. Yeah. And I was like, I love that. Don't you?
Yeah. Honestly, being invisible has its perks because no one cares what you're doing. No one is even bothered to like come up to you and talk to you. You don't have to yap with people.
100%.
Yes.
You don't have like creepy men being like, hey, pretty lady. Yes. I've never had someone say that to me. If anything, it's like, excuse me, you're in my way. Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
Can you move your cart, please? Yes.
Yeah. I love that I could go somewhere and no man's staring at my ass. I love that no man's trying to talk to me. No, like creepy man's trying to be like, hey, like, are you single? Like, never had that happen.
Yeah. Honestly, also, like, because I've been different sizes my whole life, like, I've been bigger, I've been skinnier. I feel like I get treated so much better when I'm skinny. Like, it's crazy the amount of privilege that I feel like I get.
Of skinny privilege?
Yes, absolutely. I feel like I've also, like, gotten out a lot of speeding tickets because of it.
What?
Isn't that kind of crazy? I've gotten, okay, I'm a speeder. I don't like to admit that. But back in the day, I used to get a lot of tickets. And for some reason, cops would let me go. They'd just, like, be like, here's a warning. So I feel like I've experienced it a little tiny, tiny bit. But besides that, I don't have the privilege.
I don't know if any pretty people, who I think is the majority of our pod besties, have experienced this. But like when you're super pretty and you walk into the workplace, you know, other women kind of view you as a threat.
Oh, interesting.
Or aren't going to be as like kind to you because you're super pretty. Actually, I don't think I've ever felt that way towards a pretty person. Mm-hmm. But I'm never a threat to anyone. Like, I feel like people are more willing, like, especially other women are more willing to help me.
Yeah.
Because they're like, she's not a threat. I remember I had a work husband and he had a girlfriend. And I feel like she was never threatened by my relationship with him. Like, we were very, very close. But it really, truly was a platonic friendship. But I was like, yeah, because I'm not a threat. She knows. Yeah. She's like, yeah, like, nothing's going to happen here.
You guys are good to hang out alone. No problem at all. She goes
like, yeah, you guys can text late into the night if you want to. She goes, fine by me.
You're like, who is she texting? Natalie? Like, oh, that's fine.
Like, she knows if he ever likes my Instagram story or likes my Instagram post, she's like, there's no hidden meaning behind that.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Another commenter on this post said, last week I went to go get my car door fixed and they originally quoted me at $400. But when I got there, the mechanic said, don't worry, it's on the house today, pretty lady. And that's the kind of privilege I actually want.
Are you kidding me? If someone goes, it's on the house today, pretty lady, I'd be like, no, I'm going to pay.
No,
okay. You made me feel uncomfortable.
I would definitely feel uncomfortable, but I would also, I'm a saver.
That's true.
So,
but the moment someone says pretty lady, I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to give you $800 because that comment just made me feel really good. I don't want whatever favor you're trying to give me.
You're like, my karma doesn't want this.
Yeah, I was like, I don't need your favor, sir.
Yeah. There's positives and negatives to the situation because do I want the attention? No. But do I want free things and to get out of speeding tickets? Absolutely.
I just feel like if you're not conventionally attractive, you just save so much more time in life. You don't have to have unnecessary conversations with men who want to have conversations with you.
It's true.
Yeah. You don't have to like waste your time saying thank you for this favor. You just like pay your shit and go.
Natalie basically doesn't want to be bothered in
yeah.
life. She's like, I'm not yapping with you at the bars. I do not want to yap with you at the stores. 100%. I don't want to yap.
Yeah. I was like, no one's trying to talk to me and I'm not trying to talk to you. Am I wrong?
Yes.
You know, going back to that example of like my pretty friend being able to get to that club and it being a 50-50 chance to me.
Yeah.
That night she was so sick. So she ended up not being able to go out. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't end up going to that club. and it probably saved me like $200. I didn't have to buy drinks for my friend. I didn't have to spend money on that Uber. We just went to the bar next door knowing like I was going to be able to get in. Like there was no line. They needed patrons and I was there.
What if pretty privilege though gets you free drinks?
Sure, but I feel like to get a free drink, you have to waste time talking to a man for those drinks.
That's true.
I'd rather just spend the $10, not talk to anyone except for the bartender and just get it myself, you know?
Honestly, facts. I agree with this take because I don't want to, I feel obligated to yap for a long time.
You got to talk to that person for like 5 minutes.
Yes, I agree.
And in those 5 minutes, I could be doing a lot of things. You know, those 5 minutes in my life accumulate.
Oh my God, this reminds me. Yesterday at the bar, I was ordering a drink for me and my friend, mm-hmm. and we were like, let's split a margarita. And I don't know why we did that. And then there was a girl and her friends like in line behind us to order at the bar. And then my friend's like, no, let's just make it two. And the girl behind me got so pissed off that we added another drink. Like she was saying something to me. I was like, I'm just enjoying our margarita. And I like literally walked away after. I was like, she was like actually mad at us because we added another drink too.
Oh, which made her wait longer?
Yes, exactly. And I was like, oh my God.
Okay. I feel like you should know when you go to a bar.
Yes.
Like, you'll be waiting for a drink.
Exactly.
Just get used to it.
She was really impatient, though. And I was like, damn, girl, like, don't worry. She's you're like, next.
I need that margarita right now.
And that's
she's like, I need it right now. And you'd be like, you're the problem.
Yeah. And that's
you have an issue.
That's when I knew I have stayed out too long because I'm like, oh, people are getting wasted now. It's only 10:30 at this point, but I'm like, it's time to go home.
A.M.?
P.M.
That is too late.
It's too late.
You should have been home an hour before that.
I know.
If you're not taking off your makeup at 9:30 p.m., like you're out too late.
I
know.
I should already be on to my third step of my skincare routine by 9 o'clock. Like, what am I doing out at a bar? Yeah,
10:30. That is like the equivalent of 2 a.m.
No, I know.
I don't like that.
And that's why I'm wrecked today. Because I stayed out too late.
When people say like, oh, you guys walk home alone from the bars? Yeah, at like 8 p.m.
Yes.
I was like, that's late for us.
Yeah, when I was talking about that Domino's decision earlier, that was at literally 10:45.
That feels really late and unsafe, okay?
10:45 p.m.
I wouldn't wait in a Domino's at 10:45 p.m.
Dude, honestly,
the time I did that, it was probably 7:30.
Well, late for Natalie, but the rest of the neighborhood was buzzing still. I walked around and I was like, there's a lot of people out right now.
We don't condone walking home late, but like where we are from the bars, it's like a really busy street. There's probably like still 50 people out on the street who are around our age. You just got to be aware of your surroundings. We did talk about one time on the podcast of us walking home late at night, just the two of us. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we wouldn't do that on every street in Chicago.
No.
Like, you've got to be very, very aware.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Be careful and like just exactly like you said, just be aware of your surroundings.
That's why I love living in Chicago is it makes you build a skill set you never knew you had. Mm-hmm. Like in terms of being so aware of your surroundings.
Yeah.
I remember walking around Amsterdam and I think I found myself in a neighborhood that was like really quiet. But you just know you're like, mm-hmm. I can't. Nope. You immediately know when something's not right. And I was like, it's from living in a major city.
Absolutely. And your intuition is so on point. You're all the time. I am observing people's behaviors, like whoever is around me. If someone crosses the street and they're walking behind me, I'll give it a little glance. Like,
yeah,
I'm constantly looking everywhere and observing.
And if someone gets like too close, I'll scream. Like, yes. I'm not beyond that. I feel like living in a major city where you're just like, yeah, I'm going to make a scene right now.
Yes.
Because I need witnesses.
Honestly, that's true. That's the first step of if something is happening, you better yell as loud as you possibly can. But it always scares me, though, because of the bystander effect. When I'm like, if something is happening to me, I always get nervous that other people around me will think that someone else will do something and then eventually no one does anything.
That's why you have to point to someone and be like, call 911.
Yes.
Or help.
Help me.
Like, you. You're the one.
Yes.
It's going to save me right now.
Yes. I actually heard about this in our neighborhood. I saw it on TikTok. I think it was like a girl made a video. She wasn't doing anything, but this girl was really aggressive towards her and she was hoping people would help her, but like no one in the area came and helped her at all. And I was like, that is my worst nightmare. I do not like the bystander effect. So if I see something, I'm doing something.
Yeah, I feel like you have to like point someone out and be like, please help me.
Yes.
Or say like, please call 911 or something.
Yeah, smart. Actually, yeah. I like this. Yes, you point at somebody and
you'd be like,
give them a task.
I don't know if you saw this, but Prince Harry did an interview with BBC last week. And he said he wants to reconcile with King Charles, who is his father. Mm-hmm. I guess they are not on talking terms and they haven't been for a while. So he's just like, yeah, I want to reconcile with him. And he said it's because he knows his dad doesn't have a lot of time left. But obviously, a lot of things have happened that has caused a rift between Prince Harry and the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this so interesting that like people at this level of fame, when they have drama with their family, it like plays out in the media.
Ugh, the worst.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yes. There's rumors, there's headlines. It's just a whole thing. If my family and I were this level of famous, I can't even imagine what would be written about us in the news. Because I'm telling you, every family vacation, someone in my family, we're getting into a fight.
Oh, okay? Absolutely.
There would be paparazzi photos of my mom and I screaming at each other in Uruguay.
No, this is exactly why I know for a fact that me and my family were never meant to be on a reality TV show, meaning like just your family. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
I feel like the Earls, like they would be amazing on TV.
Like if we were like on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, oh, like if it was our family, it would never work.
Could never be me. I couldn't even imagine being that famous and like you're looking at your sister and you're like, oh, I didn't know we were beefing today. But every headline is like, yeah, they're fighting.
Yeah, or you're actually beefing, but it's yes. just like a family beef.
It's chill.
I have arguments and fights with every single one of my family members.
Oh, absolutely.
I haven't recently because like I feel like we're older, but I'm sure mm-hmm. like I fought with my sister a lot like when I was growing up.
Yes.
And I was like, I can only imagine the headlines.
Yeah. Imagine having a brother in there too. Me and my brother used to fight all the time. We still do sometimes. Who cares? But this is so funny. I actually sent my sister a meme just like recently. And it was like, can't wait to go visit a new country and fight. Yeah.
If you're not fighting with your family on vacation, you guys aren't a real family.
Yeah.
If a little argument doesn't pop up somewhere, are you guys even sisters?
Yeah. And I think that's exactly why it's so easy to fight with your family, because you know that no matter what you do, they're not going to go anywhere. You have to love me by default. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So 100%. I'm just like whatever version of myself. And sometimes I'm like, okay, Deep T, rein it back in.
Yeah.
And be nice to your mother, because why are you being such a bitch right now?
No, 100%.
Yes.
I mean, there have been times when I've gotten in fights with my parents, not recently, but I'm sure in the past. And mm-hmm. I've gone maybe like 3 days to a week not texting them back because I'm pissed.
Wow. How dare you?
And I was like, imagine if that was in the news. Like, I think about that and I was like, imagine the sources being like, Natalie is a bitch and toxic and they fought about this. And I would have to put out a statement on my Instagram stories, be like, regarding this thing, well, the media is wrong and this is what happened, like clarifying every little thing.
Oh, yeah. You honestly, I feel like when you're that level of famous, you can't even bother with the pettiness. I couldn't even imagine responding to every single thing that you see. You know what I mean?
I know.
Like, that would be so exhausting.
Like, imagine asking for a reconciliation with your father through the media.
Yes. That's insane. That happened with Billy Ray Cyrus. His son, like, was like, Dad, you need to get help. But, like, he didn't text it to him privately. He, like, posted about it. So I'm like, interesting. Like, this is your form of communication.
It's like the baby mamas of Elon Musk's kids. They're always like, hey, your kids, and like, we need to get a hold of you. And they'll like tweet it out.
And you're like, hello, can you see this?
Like, I feel like I'm in this private text thread and I really shouldn't be reading
this.
Yeah.
Do we love it because it's gossip and drama for us? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But it would suck to be them. I'm not
No, I know. And that's why I'm really glad we're not famous. Yes. That's why I don't get envious of famous people, because I know a lot of people do. People always think like famous people, like their lives are perfect. They make a lot of money. They're super happy. But I think about that piece of like, imagine if every single family drama was in the news.
Dude.
Like everyone knew about it.
No, they would be miserable. And I always say like fame comes with a price. There's always a price associated with it. And I feel like famous people, they have their own problems, and I'm glad that I don't have those problems.
Same. I'm so glad I'm not famous, and I could do some weird ass things. Not like that weird. I don't know.
What weird things?
But you know what? Like, I could.
That?
You remember when we used to walk home from the bars, and I would like act like.
Oh yes.
I was like the Hunchback of Notre Dame. That was an era for me. Like, I was like, I don't care. Like, who's It's not like I'm going to be in the news.
Yeah. Oh my God. I couldn't even imagine like you walk out to the grocery store in like sweats and people are like, oh my God, look at her. I mean, that happens to famous people all the time.
I know.
That like, suck.
They're like, she really let herself go.
And yes.
I was like, now no one has those thoughts about
me. Yes. I would literally just not go anywhere, which would is awful.
No, celebrities do that where like people be like, oh my gosh, she like looks horrible. Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's so crazy because as a non-famous person, I have that thought about me, yes. Yeah. But it's just me, myself and I.
Exactly.
No one's saying it about me.
No, sometimes I can't even go downstairs to get a package if I don't look right. And I'm like, no, people can see me. But like, I could not even imagine being famous and having the pressure. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Yeah. Like they're like, oh my gosh, she wore that dress again on the red carpet. And I'd be like, these dresses in my closet have been worn like 20 times.
Dude, the one thing about me is I love to repeat an outfit. And my favorite thing ever is when you go out, like say within 1 week and you have two different sets of groups of friends. I'm like, oh, I might just rewear that outfit. Who cares?
100%.
Because it looks so good on you.
Yes. When you buy a really good outfit, I will wear it like multiple times, as many times as I can in like different settings, different groups of friends, absolutely. Whatever, different events.
Absolutely.
You just got to.
Yeah. Even when I went out yesterday, I was like, my friend like saw me in this outfit, like the top part of it already. And I was like, but your other friends didn't see me. So I'm going to repeat it. And she goes, you look great. I was like, thank you. I know. That's why I love this outfit.
No, 100%. I am an outfit repeater. Oh. Even if it's like a good pair of matching sweats.
Yes.
I was like, I'm going to wear this three times this week.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I don't really care.
No shame in our game.
Yeah. I feel like that's a learning lesson. Like, people should not be envious of the famous, and we should all be glad we're not famous.
Absolutely. The grass is not always greener on the other side.
Yeah. I feel like our grass is pretty green that no one cares about us.
What is the saying? The grass is green where you water it. And on that note.
Well, well. Well, Pop Essies, let us know if you want to be famous. Just DM us at Out of the Pods.
And make sure you guys leave a review and subscribe.
See you next Wednesday.
Bye.